Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Pei Hei. We're starting Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Two lines, three lines from the bottom of the Amud with the Gemara. Begins Amud Rabbi Yochanan. Hashoichet Behema Balayla Bifnim Vehela Bachut is Chayv. Now before we get into the Gemara, just a very short introduction. You've all heard of what's known as Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz means a carbon which is roy to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, were you to go and bring it outside the Beis HaMikdash, your Chayiv Chas Shalom on the Isser of Shchutei Chutz. Now Shchutei Chutz are two main Isurim which we have here in Parashas Achri Mois, where the Pasuk says, Zeh HaDover Asher Tziv Hashem Leymar, Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Asher Yishchat Shor Oy Chesav Oy Eid Ba'machne Oy Asher Yishchat Mi Chutz La'machne. Someone who goes and checks an animal which is otherwise totally appropriate and qualified to be brought for a carbon, and you shecht it either in the machne or chutz la machne, the al pesach oil moyed lehevioi, but you didn't bring it into the pesach oil moyed lehakriv carbon lashem lefnei mishkan Hashem. You could have, would have, should have brought it for a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and you didn't. You brought it by machne. What's the din? There's a din of kares. Another few psukim later, it says, "Valeim toima," and add to that, "Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, ashiyale oilo oizovach, the al pesach oil moed leivianu lasis oisel Hashem v'nichras oishahu miyamav." What's this din? That's ashiyale oilo oizovach, meaning that, as we know, when you bring a carbon oil on the mashal in the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to put the oil on the marocha, on the mizbeach, in the azara. What happens if you didn't do that? You brought an oil oizavach, you were mala it. Mala it doesn't mean you shechted it. Shechted we already had before. Asher yishchat shor echesavi. Here we're talking about asher mala. Mala means that you're putting up, in the case of the oil, the actual carbon itself. And if you're talking about any other carbon, you're talking about the emorin. And these should be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Vel pesach oil moed lo yivienu. You didn't put into the oil moed. V'nichras o ishu meyam was the din of kares. So you have a kares both by the halacha of the shchutei chutz and also by haloas chutz. So with this brief introduction, we start the Gemara. The Gemara later on in Yetchem, we get to daf kuf vav, kuf zayin, kuf ches, is going to be intense discussion about Hilchei Shchutei Chutz, and the basic bottom line rule is going to be Kol HaMiskabel the Pesach Oil Moed, anything that would otherwise be Roy for Pesach Oil Moed, and you shecht it outside, Chayoven Olav Bachutz. However, the Mishnah is going to add not only those things which are L'chatchila Roy to be brought into the Oil Moed, but even those things that only B'dieved Im olu lo yerdu, things like we had in the Mishnah, the case of the lon, we had the case of the pigle, we had the case of the tome, yotze, all of those that we mentioned in the Mishnah, where if you put them on the mizbeach by mistake, because these are psulim, but you did it. Im olu lo yerdu, those two, those karbanis, were you now to be mala b'chutz instead of being mala b'fnim, you'd also be over on the din of karis. So for instance, just to give an example, we spoke about, you gave an example of tameh. So since the animal, the carbon became tameh after it was already shochten, and after the zrika and everything was ready, you want to put it on the mizbeach, unfortunately it became tameh, you're not allowed. What happens if the person didn't realize he put it on the mizbeach? Oy, it's tameh! Im olu lo yerdu. What happens if instead of putting it on the mizbeach inside, the person says, well, since the Kahanim are not allowing me to go and put these emurim or this carbon oila on the mizbeach inside because it became tameh, I got a good idea. I'll go and build my own altar. I don't need those Kahanim. They don't know what they're doing. I'm going to build my own mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it's going to be mala'it b'chutz. It'll be chayiv kares. Even though at this time it's not roy to be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. But since it was roy, and b'diyevet, if you put on the mizbeach, we would say im olu lo yerdu. That's enough to be miskabel betoich inside oil moed. And if you did it instead outside, you're chayiv kares. And if you did, of course, bishogeg, you'd be chayiv chatzis. Yes.
It says one who slaughtered a consecrated animal at night. Does it matter night or
that's
day?
That's what I'm going to get to right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Thank you very much for moving us along.
It has to be a consecrated animal. I mean, if I want to eat beef and I kill it outside in Machane,
what do we do today? Do you only eat?
Well, we don't have a beef and meat.
Exactly. That's correct. So anytime you want to eat chulin, at any time, even when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, if you wanted to eat chulin, sure, you can check that anywhere you want it. You can go and buy it from your local supermarket if he has a good hashgacha and all the rest. No, it's okay. We're just talking about if the person wants to bring it as a korban. If the Beis Hamikdash is standing, you better bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. Because if you decide, well, I remember a few years ago before the Beis Hamikdash was standing, there was a heter habamais, and I remember my zaydi used to go and bring korbanos in the front lawn and in the backyard. That was fine as long as there was no Beis Hamikdash. Well, once in the Beis Hamikdash, doing anything like that, Chas V'Shalom, is kares, both on the shochet and the one that's malid b'chutz on the mizbech. Now, Ariel reminded us, so we have to go into the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hashecha Behema Ba'Laila Bifnim. As we know, the Shechita of all Korbanos has to be during the day, not during the night. Now, what happens if a person shechted a Korban at night? He wasn't supposed to. He did it. Is that the, and after they took that carbon, whether it was an oil, they put the whole carbon, if it was any other carbon, they put the aimuran on the mizbeach, is that permissible? And the answer is no. This carbon is possible. Don't do it. What happens, however, if you did it after all? Somebody mistakenly put on top of the mizbeach, he put the carbon oil, the aimuran, even though it was nishchat balayla. What would you say? Would you say im ola yered, or would you say im ola lo yered? So in fact, we had a machloikis in our Mishnah yesterday. According to Tanei Kama, im ola lo yered, it's no different than all the other cases that we had in the Mishnah, the lon, the yoytzi, the tamish, nishchat chutzas mani, chutzim koimai, etc. Now what do? You leave it on the mizreach. The Yehuda oimer, if it was nishchat balayla, or nishbach dama, or yotza dama chutz leklaim. These three cases, im olza teiret. Shimon says, no, loy teiret, leave it on. So we had a machloikis that got a nishchat balayla. How offensive is that offense that the person went and shechted balayla? Is it the type of thing that, okay, you shouldn't have done it. You shouldn't have put it on the mizbeach. But im olza lo yeret, just leave it there. That's what the Tanakh commentary of Shimon holds. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree? Based on a drasha of the pasuk that we had yesterday, Zois, he who oileth remiutim, as you all recall. So now, Rabbi Yochim is saying, what happens if a person taka shechted behemoth balayla b'fnim? Oh, that's a no good, no good. And now, subsequently, either he or somebody else was malit b'chutz on a mizbeach outside the Beis Hamikdash. So now the question is this considered to be a dover hamiskabel b'fnim, and you shechted it outside, or not the shechita, but you were mala it outside, are you chayiv kores, yes or no? So Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan is talking aliba de kuliyama, not only according to the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon of yesterday's Mishnah that says that if it was, you had a korban that was nishchat balayla, and then you put it on the mizbeach, im ola lo yeireid, so you see that it is miskabel b'fnim. At least b'di'evet, and therefore, if you now malit b'chutz, take those emunim and put it outside on top of an altar, you're chayiv kares. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah that said that if you have the person shechting a behemah balayla and then olza b'fnim, he put on the mizbeach teired, take it down. So I would think it's not considered to be miskava b'fnim. Even according to that, man the Yomah says Rabbi Yochanan. Hella b'chutz, if you were mala b'chutz on an altar, on a mizbeach, outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're chayiv kares. What's the reason why? Says the Gemara on the top of the Amud, like to have b'chusa, mishoichet b'chutz, u'mala b'chutz. It should not be any worse than if, let's say, Reuven shechted the carbon b'chutz. It was a real flesh, we're not talking about chule, we're talking about a real full-fledged carbon. If you shechted that b'chutz, that person who's the shoichet is over on shchutei chutz. And he gets kares. What happens if now a second person, or the same individual, went and now was mala b'chutz by putting the oil on top of the mizbeach b'chutz, or the emur on top of the mizbeach b'chutz, he's also going to go and be chayiv kares. If it's the same individual, he can't get kares twice. However, if he did a b'shogeg, he can bring two karbonos chatos, one for the shechita and one for the halo'ah. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Even though once you've shechted it b'chutz, obviously it's no longer ra'oi to be put on the mizbeach because it's shchut echutz and the person's chayiv karet. Nevertheless, the Torah says, if you take that very same carbon and you male it b'chutz, you're chayiv. Oh, so I have cases, says Rabbi Yochanan, that even though the carbon is parcel, and even if you brought it into the Beis HaMikdash, they would say, get it down from the mizbeach immediately. You shechted it b'chutz. Nevertheless, what's the din of that same individual or somebody else is ma'ala b'chutz? He's chayiv karet. Oh, see here too. Even though you shechted it b'layla, you shouldn't have done it at night. But nevertheless, if you're ma'ala b'chutz, subsequently you're chayiv. As they zok Rabbi Yochanan. Freitim wasav Rabbi Chiya bar Avin. L'choyer, this is very, very hard to understand. We have a Mishnah later on. Hashoyched oif b'fnim u'ma'ala b'chutz potter. What happens if you shecht an oif b'fnim? Now, the oifis, of course, that we're talking about are not chickens or turkeys. We're talking about a tor or ben yoinim. What are you supposed to do with a tor ben yoinim? Are you supposed to shecht it b'fnim? Of course not. You're supposed to do malika. Bill, exactly right. You're supposed to do malika. So, hashoichet oif b'fnim. Instead of doing malika, somebody shechted it b'fnim. What did he do? Shiganat zedraitim. And what does he do after that? When they tell him, what did you just do? You're supposed to do malika. Ay, 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 ay. He runs outside and he says, can I possibly go and put this oif on the mizbeach? Of course not. What you did is terrible. You did a shechit instead of malika. So what do you do? Malah b'chutzi. Now he puts it on an altar outside. So I would think that he'd be chayiv. Says, b'chir barav and shechit the mishnah, you're potur. Notwithstanding that, shochet b'chutz, if he shechted that very same oif of kachin, an oif, or a chatas oif, and he shechted b'chutz outside, and after that he was mala b'chutz on a mizbeach outside, chayav. Oh, so it's identical to the case that we had in the top line. There was talking about, of course, a behemah's kodshin that was shechted b'chutz, even though this is no longer roi to be brought on the mizbeach, no longer miskabel b'fnim, nevertheless, the mala b'chutz is chayav. Hey, here they have the same thing. Shochet b'chutz, if you went and shechted a chatas oif or an oilas oif b'chutz, obviously it's not roi to be put on the mizbech. Mala b'chutz, you put it on an altar outside the mizbech, outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're chayiv. Oh, say bazoi, why does the Mishnah say hashochet oif b'fnim u'mala b'chutz potzer? I should go and say just like Rabbi Yochanan said, the Garbi Behema, that you did a foul act. Not really foul, because you're talking about a behemoth. But he shechted it by Laila. It's so bad. But nevertheless, hele b'chutz is chayiv, because it's no worse than shoichet b'chutz, and mal b'chutz is chayiv. So say the same thing, like the shoichet oif b'fnim. You're not supposed to go and shecht an oif b'fnim. You're supposed to do a malika b'fnim. And he did it, shechita b'fnim. Sounds like as egregious as shechting a behemoth by Laila. Nevertheless, mal b'chutz is potter. Why is mal b'chutz potter? Because it's not ro'oi. You can't do a Shchita, you got to do malika. So manishtana, why in Rabbi Yochanan's case, as you say, chayiv, and the Mishnah says by the Sheikh Reif Bethnim that your potter freiti more neima. Let us say Rabbi Yochanan svara leite pachusa mishoichir malabachut. So Gemara, you know the kasha that you've asked is such a strong kasha tiyufta, but the Gemara doesn't say tiyufta Rabbi Yochanan tiyufta, it just says tiyufta. And in fact, Iboyisaima, this is a very rare Gemara, where the Gemara says, Tiyufta is like a knockout kasha, but you know what? We have a teretz after all. Then if you have a teretz, it's not really a tiyufta. But Iboyisaima, what's that teretz? Shchita sa'oif bifnim mikdal kotlei. What the Gemara is telling us is, you're trying to equate the case of the shchita's oif bifnim to the case of the shchita's behenma balayla. Says Gemara, the two are really not the same. It's almost apples and oranges. Why is it apples and oranges? Because the inyan of shechita b'fnim by oifos, it's totally off the map, totally off the radar screen. It's mikvah kotli. It's as if you just decapitated this fowl, this oif, and in fact, that's what you do. You're supposed to do a malika, and instead of doing a malika, he did a shechita. It's as if he went and he took a knife, not a knife, he went and took a rifle or a revolver, a gun, and shot this oif and killed it. It's a gunish mit gunish. Therefore, since it is so gunish mit gunish, now when you mala b'chutz, you're taking a dead oif, could have died like an avela, could have died because a person shot at it with an arrow, with a gun, whatever, and now you're malo b'chutz, it's potter. This is totally out of place, out of control. Mashenke, in the case of the behema b'layla, Zotrashi, every day of the week people can and shecht behemas b'layla, not kodshim, but they shecht chulin. So it's not totally out of the off the radar screen. There is this concept of shechting b'layla. Oh, so even though what you did was improper vis-a-vis kodshim, but it's a shechita, it's not a katola, it's not killing the animal, it's shechting the animal, and if this would be chulin, it would be a perfectly well geshachten animal, everybody could eat it, all the rest. So that's why hele b'chutz is chayiv, mashkin kein, but shechita soif b'fnim, it's a mitul kotle, you did it b'chutz, you did halos chutz, is potter. Now we start a new shtick, we'll put two dots here, omer ula.
And it seems like we passed on the by the mishpat.
It sounds like for the shechem hey malai. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah. But as you know, the Gemara says elsewhere hilchas ol mishicha. Fortunately, it's not the gib as man as them. Yet you may be on a base of
English. Tomorrow
could happen. And tonight, somebody could be shechting already. Yeah, exactly. Very good. Great.
Nine times possible zrika.
Sorry again.
Nine times possible zrika.
Zrika is possible. That is correct.
Tonight.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't shecht in the night in the first place.
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan says if you shecht b'hei b'layla, it's a possible shechita.
Right.
Okay. Amar Ula. Hey, Muri Kochim Kalim Shehelov Nizrikas Daman Lo Yerdu Nasulach Moishel Mizbeach. Ula is talking about the Emurim of Kochim Kalim. The same halacha would apply also to Kochi Kudishim. The reason why he's focusing on Kochim Kalim is there's a fundamental difference between Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim before you start the avodas in the Beis Hamikdash. Person is Makdish's animal and makes it into, for instance, an oila or a chatas or an osha, which are kochi kudishim. Already from that moment on, there's already a din of me'ila. You cannot take that animal and start working with it in your garden, in your field. Don't put peklach on its back. Don't take a ride on its back because it's kochi kudishim. When does this kochi kudishim lose its status of me'ila, that people should be able to now be nehenna from this carbon? Only after the four avoides are done, meaning after shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika zadam. And now what happens? Magically, that isser me'ila that attached to the entire animal, bakal mikalkal, 90% of it goes away. How do I know? Because the kahanim can start eating from it now. Till now they couldn't eat from it. Of course, I realize it wasn't geshachted. But had they eaten, had they shechted it, besides perhaps shechutei chutz problems, you don't have a problem that you're not allowed to go and enjoy this meat because you're being moil in kochi kudishim. The kedusha leaves after the zrika sadam. But even though it leaves, it's only 90% because it's still retained by the emurim. Since those emurim are kochim lahashem, devoted to Hashem, we're not allowed to eat emurim. Same thing would apply, of course, to an oila, the whole animal. So what's the din then? Avad, if you're the kochi kudishim have a din of me'ila, the emurim have a din of me'ila even post shechita. Mashenken kochim kalim, it's the other way around. Kochim kalim, prior to bringing them to the Beis HaMikdash, if you made a carbon into a shlomim, l'moshel, a carbon toida, what have you, it was a carbon which was a kochim kalim, it does not have a din of me'ila, that doesn't mean that you should go and play with it, after all, it does have kedusha saguf, but however, if you were to go and use it, what's the din? Yeah, there are isurim involved, but it's no din of me'ila that you'd have to bring a korban asham me'ilois, because it's for kochim kalim. Ah, when does kochim kalim ever rise to the level of me'ila? The other way around, after the shechita, the emurim now get a special din of kochi Hashem, and therefore, if now you have anoa from those emurim, now you'll be over in hilchas me'ila.
After the shechita or after the zrika?
When it becomes roi to be put on the mizbeach. So now, that's why I said before, after all the four avodas, we're going to talk about me'ila a little bit more on the amid base. But at this point, the Gemara assumes that me'ila is only after all four, and now it's a completely kosher carbon. So we have over here really the mirror image. In terms of kochi kudishim, it was totally holy and isser me'ila until after the Zrika Saddam, where at that point all the Kedusha goes away, with the exception of the Emurim, but everything else, which until now Kachi Kudish Me'ila, no more. Yes, by Kachim Kalim, it's the other way around. There was no Me'ila until after the Zrika, and of course, vis-a-vis the Basar, continues that there is no Me'ila. However, the Emurim now, for the first time, they get infused with the din of Me'ila because they have to be put on the Mizbeach, and therefore they're Kachi Hashem. Okay, so now, says Ula, what happens if they have the Emurim of Kachim Kalim? Shehelam lefnei zrika zaman, before the zrika zadam. You should have waited, my friend, until after the zrika zadam. He didn't, and he put those emurim on prematurely on the mizbech. Should we take them down? Should we not take them down? Says Ula, lo yerdu, leave them on avad lechachali. You should not have put it. You should have waited until after the zrika zadam. You put it there, lo yerdu, don't take it down. Nasu lach moishol mizbech. Lach moishol mizbech is an expression to mean we had in the pasuk. Becomes like part and parcel of the Mizbeach's food, so to speak, its support, that it has to have food. Of course, the Mizbeach needs to eat every day. So it becomes the Lechem Shul Mizbeach, leave it there, lo yet. Zoktimar Amr Bzeira, I'll bring a raya to Ula, Afanan Nami Tanina. And now we're continuing on the next two cases, which are the cases that Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday. Those are the three. Remember, we started here with the Shechita Balayla, and then we had Nishpach Dama, Shiyata Dama Chutz Laklam. Those were the three that Rabbi Yehuda says take him down from the Mizbech. So Amar Rabbi Zeira Afanan Mitanina, that's only Kunt Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and holds the Nishpach Dama, Shiyata Dama Chutz Laklam, Im Allah Lo Yered. Just leave the carbon up. Zukti Mora, think about it for a moment. Let's just talk about Nishpach Dama. Nishpach Dama means that you shechted the carbon at the time of the Shechita. All the dam spilled out on the floor, not a drop in the mizrach. Is there any way to do zrika on this carbon? And the answer is no. So this carbon, therefore, is going to unfortunately be possible. There's no way of being machshir. There's no dam and nefesh left at all, spilled on the ground. What does it say in the Mishnah, other than Rabbi Yehuda? Im Allah lo yitered, leave it on the mizbech. Uma hasam dimbol lizroik. What happens now after he puts the emurim on the Mizbech? He puts the basar of an oila on the Mizbech. Someone says, hey, was there a Zrika done? No. Oy, let's do a Zrika quickly. You can't, there is no blood left. It's a bloodless carbon, not a bloodless kul, but it's a bloodless carbon. There's no blood. Simbol Lizraik, Ainloy Lizraik, Sinishdah, he can't be Zoyrik because it was all Nishbach Dam. Amris, you're telling me, that says the Mishnah, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, it's already on top of the Mizbech. Leave it there. Hocha. In our case, what was the case of Ula? A murim kachim kalim shehelam lefnei zrikas daman. The dam is still here. We just didn't use it yet for purposes of the zrika. Abba says da. Hocha dimbal lizraik. Zoyrek. Here, if he wants to be zoyrek, he's able to, because Baruch Hashem, the mizrik is still here, the kohen is still holding it. We can do it as zrika in another minute. Like Koshkin, shouldn't you go and certainly say, lo yerdu? There, in the case of the Nishpach Dama, it's irrevocable, irremediable. There's no way to remedy this carbon because there's no dam left. It's okay. You put it on top, leave it. Here we can remedy Baruch Hashem because we got plenty of dam, which we're going to be Zayrik. Then certainly it's ro'oi to be put on the Mizbech. Prematurely, 100%. However, Lamasa, it's ro'oi for the Mizbech. Tachavad Ramada, im Ola lo'yir. So that's the raya that Rabbi Zeira brought to Zokti Mara. You have no raya. Why? Tirgama, you could say that our Mishnah is talking about Akadshi Kudushim. So why is Kadshi Kudushim different? Because Kadshi Kudushim already had Kedusha even before the Shechita and even before the Zrika Sadam. So it's true that unfortunately the dam spilled out, but it's still Kodesh. It'll only lose its Kedusha after the Zrika. There's not going to be a Zrika, Nebuch Nishpach Dama. In such a case, since there are no other Eitzes, and since it's infused with that higher standard of Kedusha called Kachi Kudusha, leave it on the Mizbech. But Ula was talking about even Kachim Kalad never even received their infusion of Kedusha because he did it before the Zrika Sadam. That being the case, no Raya from our Mishnah. Everybody would agree that God made Amarin of Kachim Kudusha before Zrika Sadam. Everybody would agree, lo yerdu, because it has kedushas atzmoy as a result of the fact that you consecrated it initially. You were makdish it. However, Kachim Kalam didn't get that degree of kedusha yet. They're only going to be emurim. Are only going to get the kedusha after the zrika sadam. The zrika sadam didn't take place yet. So it could very well be that our mishnah would hold yered no raitu. Frey Timura, you're telling me that the mishnah is talking about kachi kedushim hari pesach the kachim kalamu. If you go back to our mishnah, you'll notice that our mishnah specifically talks about a carbon pesach, and not only a carbon pesach. Yeah, a bunch of other kavanas, but in particular Korban Pesach. Where do we have the Korban Pesach in our... It wasn't the Mishnah, it was in the Braisa. In the Braisa here, on the bottom of Pei, Dalet, Omet, Aleph, the Braisa very much followed our Mishnah. And if you look at six lines from the bottom of the Omet, it says, Pesach! V'chata sheshochten shaloy lishmon minayin. How do you know the same thing is? You leave it on top of the Mizbech. Now, although the case of the Braisa, the Pesach v'chatas, Shaloi Lishma, which of course we had back on Daf Beis, but the Gemara, at least initially in the Havamina, assumes that the Pesach V'chatzis also refers to the earlier cases which are enumerated in that Braisa. How did the Braisa begin? If you go three or four lines into the Braisa, Pshimon Oimer, Oila Eli Ela Oila, Ksheira, Minayin the Rabbi Shenishka Belaila, Nishbach Dama, our case, Shiyatza Dama Chutz Lekoyim, our case, all those cases, Balon, the Eitz, Ram, the Ram, the Ram, and U Pesach. So we're assuming that Pesach is referring back to all those prior cases that we're talking about Kachim Kalim. And what does it say by all those cases? One of the first cases was Shenishbach Dama, the Dam spilled out. And we're talking about a Pesach, a Kachim Kalim. Oh, is the Haraya to Ula that says that a muri kochim kalim that you put on the mizbeach lo yerdum. Everything Gemara, you're taking Pesach a little bit out of context. The focus of Pesach was not on the earlier cases. It's on my bishloy lishmantanan. That's the only reason why we're bringing the carbon Pesach to go and tell you. Even though it's shloy lishman, shloy lishman means that not only is it not ola lishmbalim, it's a possible of carbon, like we have in Daf Beis, right? Kol Ezvach, Rivoj, Shem, Kshayrim, Chutz, Mi, Pesach, Vechatos, and Chutz, Reblazer, also, Carmen, Osham. Ah, so therefore, all of these are possible Mamish, with a capital P, possible. Nevertheless, in Allah, Lo Yered, leave it on the Mizbeach. But it's nothing to do with our case of the Nishbach Adam, which was talking about Kachik Kudishim, and not by Kachim Kal. Okay, so tomorrow, but let me bring another item. Tana. Now this goes back to our Mishnah. All of the karbonis, if they were to go and be a little bit on the move, and they decided, I'm not going to wait over here for the shoychet to get ready and to check his halif and to go and chef. I'm an animal that loves to move, and he decides to climb up the kevesh, climb up the ramp, all the way to the top of his mizbeach. I don't know if this ever happened. But were it to happen, yerdu, we say, Bahima, come on down, slip him down, and of course we do whatever you have to do. You do the shechita, the kavasadam, and then you put either the emarin or the evarim or pedarim by an oil on top of the mizbeach. But in the meantime, yerdu. So now the Gemara says, okay, I can understand that halacha very well. I'm now going to make a diuk, an inference. It's mash only because it's chayim yerdu, hashchutin. What happens if these animals are ready? Geshachtin, ooh, lo yerdu. In other words, the animal is still alive, and what happened to it? Take it down. What happens if the animal was already geshachted, either on top of the mizbeach or down below, and someone was a little bit trigger happy and brought the carbon on top of the mizbeach, even though no zrika had taken place? Again, it's only by chayin yerdu. It's machd by shechutin lo yerdu. My love, aren't we talking about lishna kachim kudishim, lishna kachim kalim? The Mishnah didn't distinguish. It said that kulon she'olu chayin yerdu is shchutin is ul kulon she nishchetu is lo yerdu. No, did we think kachim kudishim and kachim kalim? But here we're talking about the zrikas before the zrikas sadam. Since we're talking about before the zrikas sadam, the choy is a raya to ula that a murim of the kachim kalim that malif the zrikas zaman lo yerdu. So tomorrow light. The inference that you made from Chayim to Shchutim is a good diuk. However, you went a little bit too far. What do you mean? The Mishnah only says that Kulin She'olu Chayim is Yerdu. Ha Shchutim, you said, no, Shchutim is probably Lo Yerdu. No. Chaim there by the Chaim is one rule fits all, one size fits all. Whether it's Kachim Kudishim, Kachim Kalim, same Allah applies, Yerdu. Shchutin, however, it depends. Some are Yerdu, some are Lo Yerdu. Which ones are the Yerdu ones? The Kachim Kalim ones. Which ones are the Lo Yerdu? The Kachim Kudishim. Ah, so my love, when we said Shchutim Lo Yerdu, my love, Lo Yishna Kachim Kudishim, Lo Yishna Kachim Kalim, Lo Hashchutin mehen yerdu, some yes, or mehen lo yerdu. Which one would be the yerdu case? The kachim kalim, because they were never imbued and infused with the kedusha yet, and it's still pre zurika sadam nemaru, not like ula. Mehen lo yerdu, but those that are in fact kachim kedushim, yeah, those you leave because they have their own, so to speak, natural kedusha because they were consecrated already before. Even before we went into the Beis Hamikdash, Kachim Kudishim were already a din of Me'ila, etc. Zokti Yimara, that sounds good, except for the fact of Kulan Ketoni. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah, the Kulan Sh'olu Chai? So Kulan sounds like Kachim Kudishim and Kachim Kalim. Any type and variety of animal and of carbon makes no difference. Kulan Ketoni. So Yimara, this is Nishkarai, Kulana Chayim. The Kulam is not referring to the Shchutin case, it's referring to the Chayin case. The Gamma, the Chayin case, Kulam across the board, Kachim Kudishim, Kachim Kalim, what's it then? Yerdu. However, if you put Shchutin, now it depends. Some of the Kulan, yes, and some of the Kulan, not. Which ones are we Yoyred? Those are the Kachim Kalim ones, not like Kulam. And which ones do we leave? The Kachim Kudishim, because they're imbued and infused with Kedusha from before. Yeah.
We have an episode of Sachem, Erev Pesach, one of the Kohanim would take a bucket of blood from the floor, splash it against the Kira Mizbeach, to matir any korban with his Rika wasn't done.
Right.
Okay, let's examine that korban for a second. Now, according to this analysis, so the Zrika wasn't done, and the Emurim of that korban, where the buzzer was taken out by the Baalim, and the Emurim were put on the Mizbeach.
Mm-hmm.
We're not worried about finding that illegally placed a murim of that Pesach Korban when no Zerika was done.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we? Suddenly that case, we're suddenly saying, well, it's such a hectic period and so such a problem, we're just going to let it go and we're going to do a Zerika just in case. According to this, we should be worried that those Amurim were done without a proper Zerika. The Amurim were put up before the Zerika was done because we're doing the Zerika now at the end of the day.
Very good, very good. So there are two answers to your question. Answer number one is, as we know from the beginning of Maseches Brachos, that Hector Chalom Veivorim and Emurim is Kosher Kol HaLayla. Since Pesach was a very, very busy day, it could very well be that they didn't put any Emurim on the Mizbeach, or very few. They left the vast majority for night because everybody's busy with
the Shechita and the Zrika and the conga line holding it, exactly. Handing it back and forth.
So then you never got to this point until after the Zrika, only subsequent.
Okay, that answers it.
Answer number two is, we are concerned about that, but we're not concerned, we're more concerned about people eating pasla kabonis where no zrika was made, because they're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, as well as they're eating kabonis which were not fully, matir, so it's not a kosher carbon, so it's a pasla carbon. So all of those 50 people that are registered on the registry, they were not yoytz in the mitzvah whatsoever, and in fact they're being over by eating pasla kabonis. Masha'in came, the kabbat the emurim. The maximum we're talking about is you take them off the Mizbech, leave them on the Mizbech. This is not, an Isser or a Mitzvah Avad that we have to be careful about. Mitzvahs like that, but it doesn't affect the commoner, the consumer, who is concerned about eating his Korban Pesach, Amatz Zemurim Yechlu, and singing all the Nigunim together with his children, and the Afikoyman, and all the rest. This is just a Beis HaMikdash issue. It came onto the Mizbeach. Do I have to be nervous about taking it down, or don't have to be nervous about taking it down? So Ula tells us the good news. Lo yet, just leaving the Mizbeach. It doesn't mean that I'm sochin that they weren't concerned about that, but the concern of that particular Gemara that you're talking about, that the person went and did a final Zerika Sadam to make sure it's to be Moitzi everyone, he would have been very nervous about the Emurim too. He might have said, the boy said, don't put any Emurim anymore because who knows, it might be a carbon that was not properly Nizrak Adam. And if we are Machmed Deloy Ka'ula, there'll be a problem of we'll have to be Yerdu, we don't know. So, talk away. But the Gemara is focusing there on the consumer of Klal Yisrael that wants to make sure he's Mekayim his mitzvah. Anyway, getting back to Gemara now. So we just said that the Kulam is referring to the Chayim and not to the Shchutim. So Gemara, Pshita, it's a Chadav HaPoshet. If it happens to be a live animal, why would I leave the animal on the Mizbeach? After all, if the animal is alive, just like it walked up, we'll walk it down. You don't have to worry about Yerdu or Lo Yerdu, because animal, Abyssal Gedilt, a little bit of patience. You're soon going to be on the Mizbeach. Nothing to worry. You were going to make a, it'll go viral, and make a picture, and everybody will see you're on the Mizbeach. So, come down, and 5 minutes later, you're going to be on top. You don't know. So, it's Chodova Poshet, Yerdu. Everything on the Oilam Achayim. The Staka talk about Chayim, and therefore, what's the Chiddush of Yerdu? Ubedoikin Shiba'ayim, Aliva Derekiva, the Omar Im Olu, Lo Yerdu. What does Rabbi Kiva say? Legabe, a toikin shiba'ayin. So we learned yesterday in the Mishnah that if you had a behemoth that was a balas mum, since this happens to be a psul that happened before you get into the kodesh, if a bal mum comes in and they don't realize that it's bal mum, they shecht it, and after that they put it on the mizbeach, and then they realize, oh yeah, yeah, what did I do? It's a bal mum. Said our Mishnah, since this is a psul, shaloi hoya psuloi ba kodesh, it was already pre-Kodesh, like a Roiv and Metanir and Metamukta and Metanevan and the Eslan and all those wonderful guys and the Bali Mumin. Take it down. Said Rabbi Kiva, no, I'm Machshib Bali Mumin. Says the Gemara, how's he Machshib Bali Mumin? This is totally disqualified. It never passed the entrance exam. It can't go into the basement. It's a Bali Mumin. He's talking about a minimal Bali Mumin. A Doikin Shiba'ayin. What difference does it make, a Doikin Shiba'ayin or a big Mum? Because by Oifois, if it had only Deutsche Shabbayin, I'm sorry?
In Thomas
Zachar's Bahima, in Thomas Zachar's Ba'oifite.
He had a small cataract, it was almost not.
Exactly, very, very small. And in fact, most of the time, this Oif was walking around with contacts, because they had very, very contacts in the Swedish, so it's only rare that the Deutsche Shabbayin affected its vision. Okay, but anyway, this is Lemaisa, a psul by Bahimas, but it's kosher by Oifis. So therefore, Sir Bekiva, since I do find a case where Doikin Shiba'ayin are mutter, Lechat Chela by Oifis, even though by Behemoth it's Osir, B'diyevet im Olu Lo Yerdum. Ah, so therefore, what is the Gemara telling us now? The Gemara tells us now, what happens if you had Taka such a Behemoth, which is a Balmum, which is a Doikin Shiba'ayin, and it went to the top of the Mizbeach, I might have thought Lo Yerdum. Why lo yerdu? Because the whole svara that we just now pshita. Because they're, if they're all alive, let them come down, and we're going to put them back up shortly after do the shechita with a couple of sadam. We're going to put them back up. But the guy with the drug shabbat, we're not going to put it back up. Why? Because even Rabbi Kiva's maskil chatchila, you're not allowed to go and bring that for a carbon. It's all b'diavad. So if you had such an animal that has drug shabbat, maybe Rabbi Kiva would say, leave it up. Shech on the top of the Mizbeach, bring on top of the Mizbeach, don't take it down. Oh, that's the Chiddush of Kulan. Sai, not only by Kochi Kudishim and Kochim Kalim, but Sai, all different types of Psulim, including Rekh Shiba'ayin, Yerdu. Even though, according to Rabbi Kiva, you're not going to be able to go and put it back, according to everybody, you're not going to be able to put it back up. Even Rabbi Kiva agrees, in this case, Yerdu. It's only after it was Geshachtan. And then you put it up in a Geshachtan height on top of the Mizbeach, and then Lo Yerdu. Mm-hmm. So what you're willing to do is say that the Mishnah is talking about even psulim, and we're trying to bring a rai again to Ula that says that kochim kalim lefnei zrika sadam lo yedu. Let's go back to the seifa of the Mishnah. What happens? Not just a regular animal, but an oila walked all the way to the top of the mizbeach. Teiret oila, come down. What happens? Shachta b'roish. The oiler refused to come down, or the shaykh and the kahanim didn't know the halacha, and the shaykh went to the top and he shechted the oiler on top of the mizbeach, Rosh Mizbeach. Yavshit v'inateach im koima. What you do is now do a hefshit, means you flay, you skin the animal, and you go and cut it into nitochim, not by taking it down from the mizbeach in the normal basement b'chaim that you had there to the north of the mizbeach, but just leave it there. Frank Dimora, the Psula, you're telling me that the Mishnah is not only talking about Chaim, but also about Psulim. So, Bath, Vachi Psula, Bath, Hefshev, and Nituachi. Is there a din of Hefshev and Nituach by a Psula Oila? The Psula says, the Nitach Oisa, Linsacher Omrachmana, the Mordashans Oisa, Ksherev, and Psula. That if you have an Oila which is Psula, you do not go and bother doing Hefshev or Nituach. After all, it's Psula. So why are you telling me that the Mishnah is talking about Psulin? And that's why we talked about the Olula Yerdu by the Doikin Shiba'ayin. So L'chayra, the Oila is also talking about a Psula. If it's a Psula and it's on top of the Mizbech and you shechted it, once you realize that it's Psul, no, take it down and no hefshit, no nituach. What are you talking? Mm-hmm. Or even if you leave it there, but you don't have to take nituach by a pasul carbon, only by a kosher carbon.
Ola says, I belong there. I'm at Ola.
Exactly. Ola.
So you would burn it intact?
Yes, leave it. That's what he wanted to say.
Yeah, yeah.
The way it is.
Yeah.
Avada, if you have this live Ola, you take it down. But in Shchata, if you shechted it on Tzoroshim, it's Beach. Said the Mishnah, Yafshu Yitech, when Koyma, just leave it there, put it intact on the Mizbeach. Zokti Yimura, however, if it's possible, you don't do a Hefshivini Tuach. If you don't do a Hefshivini Tuach, so what am I supposed to do? And then the Choyre should just go and leave it there. So then, but that's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Nitech Oysom Rachman Oysik Sherim Olipsul. Is the Choyre right that a Mishnah is only talking about Sherim and not Psulim? And if we're not talking about Psulim, no Raya to Ullah. Because if we were talking about Psulim, we wouldn't be talking about Hefshivini Tuach. And leaving on the Mizbech, the Chayyim would take it all down, and you wouldn't do a Hefshi, you wouldn't do Yituach at all. And for the Gemara, say Vasol Nekshedah. The previous cases we're talking about Psulim, and this case of the oil is talking about Nekshedah, and that's why we did Hefshi and Yituach on top of the Mizbech. It's Frey Timura, my Kamash one, so what's the Chiddush? Do you have Hefshi and Yituach, Parashim Mizbech? That what? That I might have thought, there is no such concept of Hefshi and Yituach, Parashim Mizbech. You take a Shechted on top of the Mizbech. Fine, but since it's a kosher carbon, take it down. Do Hefshim and Tuach down below, and you'll put it and bring it back up afterwards. So that's the Chiddush. In Hefshim Tuach Bereshim Mizbeach, but there's another Mandiyama that respectfully disagrees and holds that there's no such thing as Hefshim Tuach Bereshim Mizbeach. So it must be that our Mishnah is talking about not Ksheirim, about Psulim. If we're talking about Psulim, then why are you doing a Hefshim Tuach at all? A kind of a Yovia Kosva Shlishi Ashtikal compromise. Originally, when this oila was on the Mizbeach, and after it was Geshachtim, everything was Kusha V'yusha. And that what happened after that, it became unfortunately Nifsula. For instance, it touched a Dvar Tuma, and now it becomes possible.
And it's on top of the Mizbeach?
And on top of the Mizbeach, can you imagine? Can you ever imagine oila walking up the Kevish to the top of the Mizbeach?
This is a fake, it's just so remote. It goes to the Mizbeach, it's shechted, contrary to what you'd expect,
mm-hmm.
and then becomes Tameh.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
It's way made in wool, in blemish.
When,
caught an animal.
When did this happen?
Mm-hmm. On the Mizbeach.
On the Mizbeach, before the Shechita.
Right. The wood there made it cut.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The assumption is
good point.
Good point, right? Mm-hmm. He's at the cutting edge of things here. Okay, Efsha may be a case like that too. Chodesh Shasa Kosha means through the Shechita. You're saying even prior to the Shechita, maybe it got him on. Okay. Reb Luzer Reb Shimoni. As long as it was kosher for 1 minute, the word shachas, even for 1 minute, the derikas adam was done properly and everything was great. Hurtza basar. What happens now if subsequently it becomes tamei? What you do now is yafshitena. You do the hefshit. What are you going to do with the oil? Don't go and burn it. You go and give it to the kohen. Normally, we say that the din of hefshim v'nituach is only by a kosher animal, not if it becomes possible. Says Yimara, that's if it became possible from the first moment. However, if after the shechita and the zrika everything was perfect, only subsequently it became possible, then don't ruin it for the kohanim. You have shetana, go and take off the oil and give it to the kohanim. The third more valedictorian, Ketzer Oysa, Moiris Akirbaim Lemata, Umadichon. Now, the Mishnah didn't mention this, but the Braisa says that even though we said, do the Hefshet, Vinituach, on top of the Mizbeach, however, you take out the Kirbaim. Kirbaim means the intestines where all the schmutz is. That you take down the Umadichon and you go and wash it down below to go and get out all that schmutz. So, Frank Dimora, you're telling me now that this carbon on top of the Mizbeach is a possible carbon. Somehow it became possible. The Mushal became possible through Tuma. What does it say? Take down the Kibayim and Madichan and go and wash them out. Frank Timur, Lomeli, why are you washing them out? After all, this is a possible carbon. So Timur, I'll tell you why, because Heichinabu, what should I do? Makrevit of Bepersayu, should I go and leave it the way it is? And be makrevit. The word Persayu is like the Pirshayu, with their perish. Perish the thought.
Shmutz.
With all of the Shmutz. Well, you can't do
that's
that.
That's the parish.
That's the parish. Hakri veyu no lefechasech hayitzcha yisaf anecha. The Gemara quotes this pasuk very often, that the word pachas over here means a minister, a sar, a very choshev member of royalty or aristocracy. Hakrivenu lefechasecha. Would you give this carbon, this present to a pachas, to a baser v'dam, who is a person of nobility and aristocracy? Hayir tchay Yisuf enecha, would he even look at you? He would say, "Foo," and he wouldn't turn towards you and say, "Get out of here, mister." So are we going to leave this Hakriveu? Can we go and be makriv with the Madichan, with the Kibayim and all the Shmutz inside? The question that we're asking is, Madichan Lomali, what's the purpose of doing the Hadocha? Since we're not going to put it back on the Mizbeach anyway, because once Allah lo yered, you don't go and take it down. If, however, it came down in Yorad, anyway, you're not going to put it on top. So why Madichan? Just, you know, basically like throwing the garbage. Why are we going and cleaning it? The Gemara is half a minute. It's a very short half a minute. The Gemara says over here, what happens if you have another Kohen who sees this cleaned out carcass, kirbaim, that all of the schmutz is taken away? What is he going to do? Naskinu, maybe he shouldn't be putting it on the Mizbeach, but maybe he will put on the Mizbeach and will be able to go and return it to the Mizbeach after all. Frey the Gemara.
So don't rinse it out. Don't avoid it.
Vanan neku navelu lekan and milts it also will take the color. It's like lefne evil esita mifsha. You clean it out and leave it over there and don't tell anybody. Don't say a word. So a kohen who doesn't know what's going on says, "Oh, I see this. I'm going to put it back on the mizbeach."
Shmutz is a great hacker. It's puzzle.
Exactly. Everything more. Fill the hachi adifa. We nevertheless want to go and clean it out. We're going to put up a big sign. Don't put it on the mizbeach. Nobody. So I say, why am I cleaning it out? Because after all, if you're going to leave this on the floor, on the table, whatever, the Azara, people say, what's that? It's a possible carbon was on the Mizbeach. It had to come down because of the Shmutz. And you're just going to leave that Shmutz over there. It stinks, of course. And it looks like in a vela on the floor that we're going to go and just sweep it away or put it into the garbage can or something like that. So therefore, at the very least, give it Bederach Kovid. Clean out all the shmutz, leave over that shtickle now nice and clean, but don't put it back on the mizbeach, because once it's yorad, ain't the oily, you don't put it back.
And you can fill it with stuff, you have stuff kishka.
That's puzzle.
He just went making it, yeah.
So what happened to that thing? Just stays there?
It's going to wait until after it becomes the uber tzura, and then we're going to burn it wherever you burn puzzle kabbalas. This was the whole gemara that we had from the beginning of this Ula and Murikachim Kalim. We tried to bring Raya's back and forth from Bryce's and from the Mishnah. Ultimately, we said we have a Raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is not only talking about Ksheirim, but also about Psulim. And what does it say about the Psulim? Em olu lo yerdu. Say Murikachim Kalim shehel lefnei zrikas daman, which means it's also a possible carbon because he didn't have the matir, lo yerdu. So we brought a Raya to Ula from our Mishnah. And now a lot of what we just said now is going to be repeat performance. What Ula said is a dova poshet, that a muri kachim kalim shehelon lo yerdu. Rabbi Yochanan had a shala. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, boy Rabbi Yochanan, a muri kachim kalim shehelon lefnei zrikas daman. At the case of Ula, what's it did? Yerdu or lo yerdu? Should we take them down or should we leave them up? Omer Rami. Why are you always asking the kasha, the shalal gabi zrika? Why don't you ask about me'ila? Is there a din of me'ila? This is what Harry was already asking 15, 20 minutes ago. You have the emurim, the kachim kalim, which are on top of the mizbeach. It's before the zrika sadah. Would you say there's a me'ila, yes or no? Amalei me'ila kambayli, says Rabbi Yochanan, that's no shalal. The zriku the kavalu b'me'ila, like we said at the outset. What causes kachim kalim's emurim to be infused with Kedusha, only post-Zrika. Before Zrika, there's no Me'il at all. It's the Zrika that now causes the Emurim to be infused with Kedusha, that they have to be put on the Mizbeach, and now there's a Din of Me'ila. But before the Zrika, Saddam of Han is a Gurnish. That was no Shaila. What was the Shaila? Couldn't Rabbi Yochanan, Yerida. Since these were put up prematurely, you should have waited until after Zrika, Saddam. Do you say Yerdu or Lo Yerdu? And he was poached la maisa lo yerdu the ein behen meila. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan concluded like Ula said on the Omer Aleph lo yerdu, leave it on the mizbeach. But there's no din of meila because there was no zrikas hadam. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Masni Hachir. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak learned the same shtickle Gemara but in reverse mirror image. Again, Amr Pkiba Rabba, Boy Rabbi Yochan. Emuri Kachim Kachim, the name is Zikas Daman. Yesh ben Me'ila Oiloi. Is there a din of Me'ila? Since there was no Zrikas Hadam. Amalei Rabami, Vitiboy Lecha Yerida. Why are you asking about Me'ila? Why don't you ask about Yerida? Im Ola Yerida Lo Yered. Amalei Yerida Lecha Boyle. That's a Dovah Pasha. Nasalach Mishal Mizbech. I learned Ulan the Amen Aleph already half an hour ago. I know the Halach Avada Lo Yered. Leave it. Kimaboyli, my Shaila was the Gabi Me'ila. And again, Upashat Hachi, the same Rabbi Yochanan, according to the second version, again, Lo Yerdu, like Ula said, there's no Din Me'ila because there was never a Zrika Saddam to infuse it with the Kedusha of a Murin. Yes, leave it on the Mizbeach, but if you were to take some of these Murim and you were to eat from them or have a gnaw from them, no Din of Me'ila.
And
yes,
if there is Zrika afterward, if there is Zrika afterward,
the should be Ila shouldn't attach at that time.
And only that time and forward. Mm-hmm. Not retroactive.
Okay. So the way to Psulon and all of the others that we mentioned in the Mishnah, which were not Psulon Bakoidish, but already possible from before, even if it went on the Mizbeachim, Allah, Yerei. However, said Rabbi Kiva, by Bali Mumin, he says no, by Bali Mumin, lo yerdu. And this is now the Gemara is quoting the Gemara in the Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yechle, Yesh Rabbi Kiva, Elam Adag Sheba Ayin, Hoylik Shoyin Be Oifiz. It's got to be Dafka, a situation where it's a minimal type of Balmum, not a big, big name Balmum. Big name Balmum, Avada, yerdu. Rabbi Kiva agrees. Since Dag Sheba Ayin is a type of thing that's kosher Be Oifiz, Lechad Chila, so it's kosher be behemoth b'diyeh. Good. But now the Gemara adds a knesh to this. We had this Gemara earlier, you may recall. V'shekodem hekdeshen es mumen. It's got to be that the hekdesh came first and the mum came second. Because anytime you're makdish an animal which is a pre-existing baal mum, it only gets kedushas damim. It doesn't get kedushas aguf. And therefore you don't even have to wait any period of time. You're actually established. It's already a baal mum. You can be poisoned him. It has kedushas damim, for sure. But it doesn't have kedushas aguf. So even Rabbi Yochanan, or I should say even Rabbi Kiva, that was matir dokin shabayin, leave it on. It's got to be that first you were makdish the animal, and subsequently it became a dokin shabayin. But if you take this animal to a veterinarian or to a veterinarian optometrist or optician and says, you could tell from the eyes that this dokin shabayin was born with it, so it never got kedushas aguf, and therefore everybody would agree, avada, take it down from the mizbeach. No business being on the Mizbech. We should call the Mekdeshin as one. Umoyder Mekiva, Ba'oilas Nekeva. What happens if a person was Makdesh in a Keva for an Oila?
There's no greater Mum than that.
So exactly. And Rashi, in fact, uses that expression. Ein lecha Mum Godol Mizeh. It's impossible to go and take an Nekeva and make it into Oila. But if a person went and was Makdesh for an Oilas Nekeva, the Kishikodam Mum Lekdesh Dami, this is deemed to be just like a Mum, which is Koidim Lehegdish, and therefore it never got a Kedushas Aguf, it remains a Kedushas Damim. But why does the Gemara say Umoyder Rebbe Kiva? What's that, Mr. Rebbe Kiva? Because remember, we have the case of Oifois, where Barry said correctly a few minutes ago, Tamis Vezachris Be Behema, Vein Tamis Vezachris Be Oifois. Ah, so therefore, there is no din of Tamis Vezachris Be Oifois. By an Oilas Hu Oif, you can take a Nekeva, you can go and take a Zachar. Oh, so just like we said, that if you have a behemba that had a doikin shaba'ayin, which would be kosher ba'oifais, says Rabbi Kiva, leave it on the Mizbeach, even though it's a balmum. You're not allowed to shecht. But if you shecht it already and it's on top of the Mizbeach, leave it. Why? Because this would have been kosher by an oif. Oh, so say the same thing. If I have an oilas nekeva that put on the Mizbeach, well, it would have been kosher by an oif, because an oif, there's no, just like there's no din of tamus.
No gender.
No, and there's no din of zachris either, no gender. You can have both a zachar or a keva. So I might have thought, so just like I have a korban that has this minimal mum that is kosher chetchila by an oif, leave it b'diavad by a behema. So the same thing is maybe the gabe nekeva, which is lechetchila kosher by an oilas oif. B'diavad, maybe I should go and leave it by a behema. So, no. This is a ein lecha mum gadol mizeh, because it's not even qualified even to talk about. An oilas got to be a zachar. And the kivdish got a mum like they should damya. Okay. No shayla. This reminds us of the Rabbi Yirmiyah shaylas. Rabbi Yirmiyah, as you recall, throughout Shas, asks very, very interesting shaylas. And the Gemara says one spot, the reason why he did it is because his Rebbe was quite depressed and distressed, and he always wanted to bring a smile to his face and to all the Bnei Yeshiva, and therefore he asked interesting shaykhs.
Which is Rebbe?
I don't remember. Okay. But I was expecting Barry to have the answer, but Barry doesn't want to show off.
I don't remember where Rebbe's Rebbe was. Rebbe Tachlifa is his father.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the Gemara calls him very often. He gives it Bar Tachlifa. Very good. So, boy, Rebbe Yemiya. Yesh nirba ba'oifes, ein nirba ba'oifes. We've had, of course, numerous times, roiva v'nirba, where an animal engages in marital relations with a person, rachmana litzla. Those types of animals are disqualified. Don't even think about bringing them for kabbalas. Rashi points out, as the Gemara is going to tell us momentarily, that when it comes to oifes, roiva is not shayich, that the oif should be the roiva. In other words, in the male capacity, living with a woman, that's impossible. But nirva konyozai, if you have a deranged man or woman that wants to live with the oif and have the oif as so-called in the woman capacity, that there is a possibility. See how deranged people can be.
Rava says he was once in the shuk, and he saw an Arab take and molest a bird and then shecht it and then kill it and eat it. Cook and eat it. Rava says at one point.
Yeah, very good. Why did he kill the bird? Probably killed the bird.
He had his pleasure and then he killed.
That's the Haimataroi. You have to go on.
He's a student remotely of Rabbi Avahu. He's a student of Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay, good.
So here he is.
Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara, Boy Reb Yermia, Yesh Nirba Ba'oifis, Ein Nirba Ba'oifis. Is there a category of disqualified oifis of a nirva? In other words, it was a man or woman lived with his wife. Miyoma, since we know that Agabi Behemis, we learn from the Pasuk, Mina Behemah, Lo Hoitzi Yasa Roiva Nirva. So the Chor, these go together as a set. And therefore, since by oif there's no roiva, maybe there's no iser of nirva. Even though, forget about roiva, that a person lived with his oif, that was a very foul act. Oh. And therefore, it should passel it for a carbon. Rabbi Kiva machshir bebali mumen. Rabbi Kiva says, by oifis bali mumen, they, not only by oifis, but in behemis bali mumen, im olu lo yerdu. What's the reason why? Because if it was by an oif, it would be kosher. So for Eitimura, why does Rabbi Kiva only make this exception for the bali mumen? The im isa nachshinami benirva hoil v'kosher ba'oifis. He should say the same thing applies if you have a behemoth that was a nirva. Avadi, it's possible lechatchila. But since by oifis, if you were to say that oifis nirva is mutter because roiva is mutter, there is no roiva. But because of that, nirva is mutter by oifis, so then if b'diavad, if you had a behemoth that was a nirva, you should also go and say, I would never have recommended to shecht it. I never would have said put on the mizbeach. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't and it's on the mizbeach, anyway, leave it. Kosher boy, just like the case of the Bali Mumma by the Doik Shiva Ayin, we say that Bidiyavid leave it, so the Nirva should also maybe leave it. Shmamino Zachasimin, that in fact Nirva is Osur by Oifois, Shari Nevda Bo Ave. Amr of Yetnachim by Yitzgaf and Anamitinina, we talk have a right from the following Brysa, which is talking about a Malika. How do I know we're talking about a Malika? So Oif, because on the next line it's going to talk about Metamin, the base Habliya, which is already a giveaway that we're talking about oif.
You nailed it.
We nailed it, exactly. So what happens if, so you have a person, a Koyan, who did a Malika with his nail, as you just pointed out, on any one of these bad guys, on the Nirva, or the Mukta, or the Nevat, or the Eslan, or the Mechir, or even Tumtavan Droiginis, all of them, Kulan Mitamin Begodim Abeis Habliya, because these are not Ro'ui for Karbonis. Mm-hmm. Rashi asks, why are Tumtum and Droiginus not Ro'ui for Karbonis?
Zachris Be'Ophos.
Okay, so then shouldn't have a problem at all.
Exactly.
So why can't you go and bring it? And for Rashi, because this man, the Amr, holds that when it comes to Tumtum and Droiginus, it's not a Suffolk Zohar, Suffolk Nekeva, it's a Min Bifnei Atzmoihu. Total Min. So that's Eina Chanami, there's no din of Zachris Be'Ophos. We don't care about the gender, but we care that it should be a normal oif. this is not considered to be a normal life. This is considered to be a berry of Nehatsma. You check the government forms, male, female, undecided, to be decided, you know, trans, and this, and that. See, anyway, so you have this Tumah Dedroigus is a Kulim Min Achardami. So what do I see from this? The first case, with, why do you leave out Roiva? Because by Oif is no such thing as Roiva. But there is a case of Nirva. So if you went and did a Malika on a Nirva, since it's a possible carbon, if afterwards a Koyan eats from it, you'll be Metamba Begodama Beisablia. Shmamin. What do we see from this? That Nirva, in fact, is possible for a carbon. So the what does it say in the Mishnah? Said that whenever we had a Balmum, my father would be doiche it biyadai. What was the lashon of Mishnah back on pay dollar and aleph towards the end? He would be doiche them. That means he would defer them. He would push them from on top of the mizbeach. So what is he coming to tell us? Obviously, if you hold like the Tanakama, not like Rabbi Kiva, or even if you're talking like Rabbi Kiva, but you're talking about a big time major mum, then finally you have to take it off the mizbeach. So my kamashim. So what is he telling us? Iboy same a masa kamashim. Very often you'll have a mishnah a masa rav to go and tell us this is a masa shoha. You're not just this are empty words without an actual act. No, this is not just limud ba'alma. We're learning in besmedish. This is a maisa kamashim. Iboy same a doicha keli achiyat. No, he's telling us something very important. That even though his father, who's a Kohen, after all, he's Skana Kahanim, so the father was also a Kohen, when he would be doing the avoid and he found the Baal Mum, he didn't want to make a public spectacle and say, Bitsmius. Bitsmius, so that you shouldn't, that if you had a postal of carbon,
the embarrass the Baal.
He would want to embarrass the Baal, embarrass the Kohen that did the avoid until now, you embarrass the Shoichid. It's an embarrassment that you have to unfortunately take things off the mizbech. Normally you put things on the mizbech. The only time you take it off is you're taking off deshet. So says Rashi, Kalachiyad ve marin derech bizoyin befehesia. So therefore, if nobody's watching, he was doichit in a nice way and not, you know, with the publicity, with having pictures and go viral and all the rest. Okay, finally at the end of the mission it says, Kishem shim Allah lo yeireid. Im yorad einoy oyla. That was the lashon of the Mishnah.
Olu lo yerdu, kachim yerdu lo yalu.
Very good. Shkoyach. Kishayim shim olu yerdu. If it came up, leave it there. But once it came down, don't say, well, it was already upstairs. No. Lo yalu. Don't put it back up. Now says our Gemara, what about if it was moshle behen ho'u'or? Moshle behen ho'u'or means that it wasn't just there for a split second. It was there already for an hour, let's say. And now this Aver or these Aymarin or whatever have gotten really full of fire. It falls down from the Mizbeach. Should you put it up again? Or you see it's fayedik. This piece that has fallen from the Mizbeach is full of fire. Yalu, then you do put it on, back on the Mizbeach after all. Rav Meri Masni Reish. Rav Meri learned the Shtikl Torah of Ula on the Shtikl Mishnah, which we just learned. However, Rav Chanina Misura Masni HaSeifa, he says it's on the Seifa. Where's the Seifa? We didn't have that in the Seifa of our Mishnah. However, look at the next Mishnah. If you go to the next Mishnah, go to the third, fourth line of the Mishnah, three, four lines from the bottom of the Yomid. If they are attached to the basar, to the chalovim of the emrin, put it up. Shnema bikta koyin es ha koyin. Pisha, however, if in the basement b'chaim, where you're cutting up and you're making the nesachim, you're cutting up into slices, into pieces of the karbanos, if the gidim chanaim tlafayim have already fallen away, they're no longer attached either to the bath by an oila or to the aymen of all the kabbanis, then loyal. Basar goes on, dam goes on the mizbeach, but you don't go and put on the mizbeach at some miskid and karnaim and plafayim. Okay, zizokti gimbari yetz. So now the question is, what about moshle behen ho'or? In other words, they were originally connected, and then one of them, an etzem, a gid, Karen, they fell off. What do you do now? So the Mishnah said, Pirshu, lo yalu, don't put it back on. It fell down. End of story. Yeah, but what happens if it was Moshle ben Or? So some said that that was what was Ulu was saying. One, does it say in the Mishnah, the Atzam, the Kinoi, Kanoi, fine. That if the Mechuber, and they went up, leave them up. If they came down, Pirshu, lo yalu, leave them down. That's Lishon Lishalei Mashal Me'or, because there's no fire that's burning and consuming it. Mashal Me'or, if there's a fire which is consuming this shtickle, etzem gid karen v'tlavayim, yes, you should put it back up after or. So therefore we have two versions. One version is that, said Rav Meri, that Ula said this halacha about our Mishnah, that even those items where im olu lo yerdu, im yardu lo yalu, don't put it back. But that's only if le mashal menor. Mashal menor, put it back. Oh, there's a way we said, Ochanim mesura masti ha-seifa, some of the fahim, ha-kanayim, ha-tlafayim. Bizman shilu barim yalu, v'pirish lo yalu. That's the Mishnah. Oma ulu leishonu, shilu mashal menor. And mashal menor, if they are fayadik, and they fell off the Mizbeach, yalu, put it back on. So now, the two cases are basically parallel, basically the same. That lechatchila, things that fell off, don't put it back. But Mashal Ben-Or put it back. So does it make a difference whether you learn it on the first Mishnah or on the next Mishnah? The ones that learn it on the that if it's Mashal Ben-Or, put it back. Avada in the Reisha. Umanda Masiya Reisha, Avaseifa Loi. Why? What's the difference, Manishtana? Because La Benehaktor and Ninhu. These four items that we talked about, the Atzamais, Gidim, Karnaim, Tofaim, these are not Ro'ui for Haktara. These are neither edible by human being, nor are these Emerim, which are edible by the Mizbeach.
It's Lachmei HaMizbeach, though, isn't it?
It's only HaMizbeach, something which is normally Ro'i to be on the Mizbeach. And that's why, Taka, all the cases of our Mishnah, even if they happen to be Psulim Me'ikara, where I shouldn't have put on the Mizbeach, but at least it's a normal type of thing that you would normally put on the Mizbeach if everything were happy and proper and appropriate. He can't, because unfortunately it was one of those Psulim. But these four that some of the, if they are Purushim, you shouldn't even put them in Lechatchila because they're not Roid Lahaktorah B'chlal. So therefore, if you're learning on our Mishnah, on the Masiya Seifa, on that Mishnah, that Imoshlam Or, put them back, rather in the case of Horesh. However, you're learning in our Resh, if the Moshlam Or, put them back, that's because of the Roid Lahaktorah. However, those other things are not Roid Lahaktorah, so even though Moshlam Or, leave them on the floor, you don't have to put them back on the Mizbeh. Stop here, Mitchell, we continue tomorrow. Thank you, everybody. Have a